Shavuos Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel 3:3, and we continue to discuss Shavuos that include multiple items, and the question is, do they include multiple separate commitments, separate Shavuos? So the Mishnah says, Shavuos shlo eshte, I swear I won't, a person takes an oath, he says, I swear I won't drink, v'shasa mashkin harba, and he drinks a lot of stuff, a lot of different drinks. Enu chayev ela achas. Well, he took on one commitment, he violated it in one helam, in one lapse, he went and drank a lot of things. Okay, so that's one violation. He'll bring one, again, achatas olaviyorid, if he did it b'shogeg, fine. Now, if he says the Mishnah, shvuah shlo eshte yayin v'shemen udvash. He says, I swear I won't drink wine, oil, or honey. Now, then he does drink it. So says the Mishnah, chayav kol achas v'achas. He'll be on the hook for three separate chatos, one for drinking wine, a second for drinking oil, a third for drinking honey. Dvash the Mishnah, dvash devorim is bee honey, okay? Like we always call honey. Now, the question is why? Why wouldn't, the Gemara raised this issue, why wouldn't you say his commitment was, I'm going to drink Coca-Cola and oranges all day long, but these three things I'm not going to drink? If that's what he meant, that would be a single Shavua. I'm taking Shavua not to drink these specific drinks as opposed to other drinks. And therefore, he should be on the hook just one time, even if he drinks all three different types. So what would be the pshat in our Mishnah? The Gemara asked that question and the answer is indeed it's true. And that's not the case of our Mishnah. So the Mishnah basically, after the Gemara gets done with it, rereads and sets an interesting ukimta up, a setup, like a specific case. It's quite an unusual case, a contrived case in truth. It's where a person says, Reuven says to Shimon, hey Shimon, come to my house, I'm having a special drinking party. First we're going to drink wine, then we're going to drink oil, then we're going to drink honey. And then Shimon basically says, no, I'm not coming with you. And he says, come on, come on, come on. He says, no, no, I swear I'm not coming. But instead of saying, I swear I'm not coming, or instead of saying, I swear I'm not going to drink that stuff, he says, I swear I'm not going to drink wine, or oil, or honey. So now why did he say all three things separately? He could have said, I'm not going to drink with you, or drink that stuff, or drink any of that, or participate, or anything of the sort. So why did he itemize them individually? So therefore it's understood he took on three separate commitments, kind of like the previous mission, we had three separate commitments regarding wheat, barley, and spelt. So that being the case, that's why in this Mishnah, he would be on the hook for three separate chatos, if he drank all three of those things in, b'shogeg. But in a general case, l'halacha, if a person would just simply say this phrase, he could say, I just meant to take a single commitment, not to drink these three drinks, as opposed to drinking Coca-Cola and orange juice, and therefore he'd be on the hook just for one chatos, even if he drank all three.